It's peaceful standing on Jim Porter's back porch, overlooking Harrington Lake.
We have a lot of waterfowl here. We have Canada geese. Once, Linda and I even saw a bald eagle light in a tree right down here in our backyard.
Harrington Lake is a 2,300-acre man-made lake near Danville. It's used for a lot of recreation activities, like boating and fishing. And it's pretty. For Porter, the lake is the reason he and his wife moved back to Kentucky 11 years ago. But besides serving as a drinking water source for nearby communities and attracting the wildlife Porter watches from his back porch, Harrington Lake is also used as a repository for pollution from the Brown Power Plant. That's the sound of rusty, orangish water pouring down a rocky hillside, directly into an inlet of Harrington Lake. The video was shot in 2014 by state regulators, and that water was later found to have 98 times the maximum allowable level of arsenic, as well as high levels of iron and manganese. The water came from the Brown Plant's coal ash pond. Coal ash is one of the largest industrial waste streams in the United States, and it's produced as a byproduct of burning coal for electricity. Some of it is recycled into products like wallboards or concrete, but the majority ends up in dry landfills or ponds. Coal ash ponds are often allowed to legally release contaminated wastewater into nearby rivers or streams. But more often than not, the sites also illegally contaminate ground and surface water. After this video, the state required LG&E and KU to take corrective action to address the problem, as well as more groundwater contamination that was discovered later that year. The company ended up building a cutoff wall and pumping the polluted ash pond water to a new pond. Now, the pollution is diluted before being released legally into Harrington Lake. Here's LG&E and KU spokeswoman Chris Whalen.
We worked with the Division of Waste Management to address all the groundwater issues.
But somewhere along the way, the pollution in Harrington Lake poisoned the fish. Fish tissue samples taken by state regulators revealed 9 out of 10 exceeded the state's limits for selenium.
There's lots of things that are potentially toxic to fish and wildlife, but at the top of the list, without question, is selenium.
Dennis Lumley is an aquatic biologist and an expert in the effects of selenium from coal ash on fish. He says one of the reasons selenium is so dangerous is because it bioaccumulates or becomes increasingly concentrated as it moves up the food chain. LG&E and KU's Chris Whalen says the company is committed to remaining in compliance with its permits.
Selenium is a natural occurring element, and just not exact. We're not sure what caused that. We know that there are higher levels there. You know, we do see that, and so we are going to continue to monitor it and work with the state to make sure that it doesn't happen any again.
So you guys are not convinced that it came from the coal ash pond.
We are not convinced it was absolutely that reason.
But state regulators believe there is a connection, and Lumley says his research suggests it's likely. Over the last 40 years, he's investigated about 30 of the country's more than 1,000 coal ash sites that release pollution into waterways.
I have only scratched the surface.
And of those 30 sites, the aquatic life at 27 of them has been biologically impaired by selenium pollution. The Energy and Environment Cabinet declined an interview request, but a spokesman said in an email the state would require additional sampling and analysis of the problem in Harrington Lake. The cabinet also levied a $25,000 civil penalty on LG&E and KU in an agreement reached late last month. But for the fish in Harrington Lake, the damage may already be done.
Once that threshold is crossed, the results, you know, the impacts are essentially irreversible for a very long period of time.
Dennis Lumley wouldn't comment on the specific problem unfolding in Harrington Lake next to the Brown Plant, but he says, in general, these problems are very hard to reverse. Even if pollution is stopped, he says selenium will remain in the sediment at the bottom of rivers and lakes and can continue poisoning the food chain for decades. I'm Erica Peterson in Louisville.